Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you and with your spirit. And good morning to all of you. And a word of welcome as well, especially the young ladies of the Ferias de las Flores are here with us this morning, especially our brother and sister who will join us over the television, radio, and internet. We'd like to welcome all of you as well. We gather as God's holy family to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love. Let us then prepare ourselves by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good. We glorify you, we give you.
Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that may fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people. You have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them. But I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of the flock from all the lands to which I have driven them, and bring them back to their meadow. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them, so that they no longer fear and tremble, and none shall be missing, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. A king he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him: the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord.
My shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me. He revives my soul. Leads me along the right path for the sake of his name. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, no evil would I fear, for you are with me. Your crook and your staff will give me comfort. Prepared a table before me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil, my cup is overflowing. goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell for length of days unending. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, in Christ you once were far off, have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, he who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one person in place of the two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the one Father. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
During the summer's month, most parishes are kind of semi-closed down because we don't have religious education. Most groups are also on vacation, so we don't have meetings. Even priests and bishops are taking vacations, so that way we have visiting priests instead. But it was during the year when we have a lot of things going on, such as the choir, so it will be here, and the CCDs and groups are back, and we're meeting again. It was on one particular Sunday when a father was picking up his son after a religious education class. When the son got into the car, the father asked about 7-year-old son, said, "So how was it?" "Fine," he said. And the daddy said, "What did you learn?" And the son didn't want to say anything. He said, "Well, what did you learn today?" Well, the son said, "Okay, well, we learned that about the lesson how God sent Moses to lead the people of God out of Egypt. But before he came in, he sent out spies. And he got into Egypt to look around, to feel out the land, see if it's possible to take the people out or not. And then in the middle of the night, Moses led the people out of Egypt. But unfortunately, they had to cross the Red Sea. Couldn't do it. So Moses had to call up the bridge engineers and design a bridge, and the people were crossing over. But then the Egyptians found out they were leaving the land, so they came out with tanks, and they were firing at them. So Moses had to dial in and call in the bombers to bomb the tanks. The father was flabbergasted and said, "The teachers actually taught you that?" And the son said, "No, but if I told you exactly what they taught me, you'd never believe me." Indeed, God said a lot of things in the Bible that perhaps it's hard to believe because it's not humanly possible. But God did it with our help. And so the theme could have easily been on Christ the Good Shepherd. First, we can talk about the Good Shepherd. In the Gospel, Jesus talked about how he felt pity for them because they were like without a shepherd. But I thought I'd be nitpicking this morning and preach about something Jesus said very briefly. And if we didn't pay attention, we missed it. See, Jesus had sent out his apostles two by two, and he told them to preach and to heal. And he gave them authority, and the disciples, following Jesus' direction, they went out, and they preached the good news, and people were amazingly were flocking to them. And they were using Jesus' name to cast out demons, and they healed those who were sick. And they even said, "Teacher, we're using your name, and Satan were falling out from the skies." So they came back telling Jesus how successful they were. So Jesus was very pleased. And this is what he said to them that I thought it was kind of amazing, but most of us would have missed it. "Go out to a deserted place and rest a while." Yes, Jesus talked about vacation. You know, in our country, as American, we might not take seriously Jesus' commandments and his teachings, but we like that very much, vacationing, time off. We are living in a culture where we have a lot of time off. I just kind of did in my mind how much time off you would have if you work in as a laity. You have at least 100 days off already, meaning on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that's a weekend off, that's 104 days right there. And of course we have Easter vacation, we have Christmas vacation, we have all these feast days, all these holidays. It's about 120, 125 days a year that we have off. And so we like to work, we work hard, but then we also like the time that we have off. That's for the people. For the religious or for the priest, we don't expect them to have time off. It's not something we compute yet. St. Anthony, one day he was relaxing with his brother's monk around the hut where a hunter came up to them, and the hunter was shocked to see all these monks was just sitting around being lazy-like. And so he asked Brother Anthony, he said, "What is it? Why are you sitting around not doing God's work?" And St. Anthony looked at the hunter and said, "You hunt, right?" He said, "Yes." He said, "You shoot well?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Okay, would you do me a favor?" And so St. Anthony asked the hunter, said, "Now stretch out your bow with an arrow and then shoot it for me." And he aimed and he shot. He was very accurate. And the saint said, "Do it again." He shot it again, said, "Again." He did it again. About 10 minutes later, the hunter was just tired and very, very weak. He said, "Brother Anthony, I can't continue to shoot an arrow like that because, first of all, my bow will break and have blister on my fingers." And St. Anthony said, "So it is with us. If we don't rest, we too will break." And so it's not something new that we have something resting for the clergy. In the diocese, the bishops insist that we have to take a day off. And then we also have to take vacation off, like 4 weeks a year we have time off for that. Now, taking vacation is not necessary that it's for us to be away from you. Actually, it's to give you a chance to be away from us. And so that's what it is. I remember one day I came home to visit my mother on my day off, and my mother said, "What are you doing here on the weekdays? Did you quit?" I said, "No, I'm not quitting. I just come home to visit you." And I said, "I have a day off." She said, "Day off? What do you need a day off from working for God for?" She doesn't believe that we should have a day off, but now she knows. Since you work and you have your day off on the weekend, we have it on the weekdays. And so I pick mine on Tuesday, where it is like a holiday obligation for me. I pray very hard that nobody dies or gets sick on that day. If you do, I still have to stay home and anoint you or bury you. But then after that, I'll take off and I will play golf with my brother priest. I call them the Irish Mafia. But they're all dying off now, so we have the Mexican Mafia now instead. Sprinkle with some international priest. And that's our day off together. And of course, we also have the 4 weeks off a year where the priest or bishop, "I'm busy, God, I'm busy." But the thing is that the 4 weeks we take off is basically it's for ourselves to just recharge ourselves, to recuperate, and to come back. Perhaps you missing us a little and we missing you a little. That's basically what it is. But on my vacations as a priest, if we don't take it, we lose it. Unlike yours, you can accumulate it and it roll over and I have a friend who said, "I have 6 months of vacation." Say, "Why is I kill somebody to have 6 months off?" But we have 4 weeks off, and I usually use it to go to Vietnam every 2 years to help with the poor and the sufferings in Vietnam, the orphans and the runaway teenagers, the abandoned elderly. I help with a group of sisters in Vietnam where they live the spirituality of Mother Teresa. So I like doing that. I hope that when I retire, I get to go home and do that on a permanent basis with them. Hope to retire early, though, not at 70. I hope Bishop's not listening to this one. But all of that, the bishop was asking me, he said, "Are you taking off this year?" He was very concerned for priests that we need to take time off. I told him that I will. I'll be home helping my mother with her house, painting it, mowing the lawn, trimming the trees, things of that nature. And he kind of looked at me and said, "Now take some time off for yourself." And that's what Jesus reminded his disciples. When they came home from the successful mission, he said, "Go out to a deserted place and rest a while." And we need to do that as well in our life. The problem is that sometimes we mistaken that we take a time off from God as well. When CCD is not in session, parents don't have to take their children to Mass, they don't go to Mass either. They don't go to CCD, they don't go to Mass either. When the choirs are not gathered together, then perhaps they might not go to Mass either, because there's no perhaps reason to push them to go. And so although we might be on vacation, but we should never take in a vacation from God. Sure, we can find God anywhere, at home, at play, at work, but it is in the church that we know for sure where God is. It's much peaceful, it's much nicer, and it's better for us. Thomas Merton says something that is wonderful. It has to do with why the need for vacation. He said, "During the year, when we work or play, we've been bombarded with a lot of things. At home, we have the television on. In the car, we have the radio on. At work, we have friends talking, and we're always computing. We're always taking in information and trying to kind of digest them. And we get tired. The only time we don't have to do any of those is when we are with God, in the church, at Mass. We can be ourselves. We don't have to compute anything at all. We don't have to digest anything at all, except just be, simply being with God." That's why at every Mass, when we greet each other, the priest or bishop said, "The Lord be with you." That's what we want. during the week we are being with everyone else, busy ourselves with a lot of things, trying to be the good, perfect husband and wives or worker, co-workers, except here in this church, when we come, we simply be with God the way He created us. We ask the Lord then as we work, as we play, we may also know and remember to take the time to be with God and know that He is with us. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us bring our prayers today to our Good Shepherd who gathers and cares for His people.
For Christians throughout the world who are in danger because of their beliefs, especially in the Middle East, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world, especially in those places where enmity and hostility stretch back for generations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God in our nation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For young people at risk and for any who struggle with addictions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those persons who have been called to be with their Savior, especially Marjorie Mulvey, mother of Bishop Michael Mulvey, may the Lord console Bishop Mulvey and family. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the internal repose of the souls of Ben Mir, Joe Cueva, Larry Licerio, Dolores Solis King, and Sarah Torres. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those prayers and intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O Shepherd of us all, you know our lives and what we need. Graciously grant these our prayers, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possesses the pleasure of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raise up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection.
therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word to my soul.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death. My shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Shepherd me, O God. Righteousness and truth, my spirit shall sing the music of your name. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death. Death, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my hope. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my death into life. God is my shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life.
Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord. Please be seated for one announcement. It's kind of lengthy. I know that it is a summer's month and we don't have CCDs, but we just have Sister Lucia on board who is specialized in catechesis of the Good Shepherd. She likes to introduce herself and also introduce you to the program that we have here. And so Sister Lucia, please come on over.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister.
I'm sure most of you know me. I'm Sister Lucia. I taught at St. Patrick's School for many years. I prepared children for sacraments. And now, guess what? Father Horn invited me to be in the atrium, to be in charge of the catechesis of the Good Shepherd. It is the children learn how the mysteries of heaven through hands-on experiences. And so I'll be teaching the 3- and 4-year-olds. Isn't that a good age? Beautiful. And so I encourage you to register your children right up from the ages of 3 to high school. And in case you want to know what an atrium is and what atrium looks like, I invite you to come and visit it just before the classes. The classes begin in September. And so,
hello,
come and see.
I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.